Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Cost is a friar of the province of Malta and his servant as a missionary in Durres. The preaching today is entitled, Fleeing Herod's Men.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, Out of Egypt I have called my son. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, and said, Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead. Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. This is the word of the Lord. In my younger years, a friend of mine, a priest too, suggested that we should not present the Holy Family as a model for families in our days. I asked him why, and he told me, "It is obvious. Women are not Mary of Nazareth, born without sin. Men are not Joseph, the just man, and children are not Jesus, Son of God. Our families are made of sinners, we all are." And then there were angels from God telling Mary and Joseph what to do. Our families do not have angels to tell them what to do. How can they model their lives on that of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus? He was mistaken. I told him, let us separate what we can imitate in Mary, in Joseph, and in Jesus, and what we cannot. We do not tell them to imitate what in them are gifts from Almighty God, the gifts they needed to live their vocation. However, we have other freely given gifts from God necessary for each one of us to recognize and live his or her vocation. But they had angels telling them what to do, he retorted. We have angels too and dreams, I answered. Yes, we have the gifts we need to follow our vocation, be it for the priesthood, for religious life, for lay Christian life, both married and single. And they are God-given, for he is the one who calls us to be disciples of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have angels, many of them, and God sends them to us so we can know what we are supposed to do. Yet, we should not expect angels to appear to us with wings, long robes, and long hair, as our iconography likes to present them. The angels God sends us are men and women, and young people and children, people like us. Many a time, and in different ways, they speak to us, if we only knew how to listen to them. We, you and me, can be angels to others, too. In the beginning of Matthew's Gospel, for three times he tells us that an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Why is it? I imagine it is because there are two important elements he wants to point to. One is an angel of the Lord, a thing that makes sense for those who believe. And the other are dreams, when we are asleep. These represent an element of certainty in faith and a dose of the uncertainty of a dream, a mixture of certainty and doubt. Matthew tells us that Joseph was a just man, that is, a man who always tried to follow God's will. I imagine him working his way through the certainty of faith and the doubt provoked by a dream in his search to know what God wanted him to do. In this we can imitate Joseph and Mary, and also many saints, canonized or not, or just the next-door saints, as Pope Francis likes to call neighbors. And each one of us can be a next-door saint to others. Let us not wait for miraculous apparitions in order to know what to do as believers. We love to visit wherever people say there was an apparition. But I ask myself, how much time do we spend in church where Jesus is really present in the Holy Eucharist and where we can speak to him heart to heart? Joseph and Mary both accepted the call God made known to them through their Annunciation, and in different ways became true parents to Jesus. We can imitate Jesus himself too, for this is the reason for the Incarnation. The Son of God became human like us, so we can imitate him, not in his performing of miracles, but in his constant search for his Father's will. Let us remember that Jesus lived for 30 years in his family home, learning the art of being human, learning and practicing the trade he learned from his father Joseph. We can imitate as much as possible the Holy Family of Nazareth, then. This we should do. We will find that there are many things we can do like them in our circumstances. Then we would see how life will change and how we can live life to the full here on earth and afterwards in our Father's embrace.